You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price, I know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Cold Hard Football Facts show on Patriots.com. My name is Patrick Emig, along with the man who is already prepping himself for Thanksgiving by unbuttoning the top button on his pants. He is also the potentate of pigskin worldwide, Mr. Kerry J. Byrne. Happy November 14th to you, Kerry.
There you go. Well, you know, Pat, Thanksgiving is absolutely 100% my favorite holiday. And unfortunately, though, I have been unbuttoning the top button on my pants for a good 6 to 8 years now. So it will be nothing different. It'll be business as usual come Thursday, which is clearly the height of what we call it, Cold Hard Football Facts, the pigskin high holidays, and it all peaks on Thanksgiving Day.
So what is it? If you had to narrow it down to one thing that makes Thanksgiving your favorite holiday, is it the food or the football? I know that you have to. It's not fair to actually make you pick one, but.
Well, I don't know, Pat. That's a good question, actually. I mean, it's both. It's the ultimate American holiday. That's really what it is, and it's like everything that goes with Christmas, right? Without
right.
the pressure of doing gifts and things like that. And I'm, I love Christmas. I love the celebration. The whole gift thing. I don't know, man. I don't enjoy that part of it. To me, Thanksgiving has all that going on. Plus, you know, as we talked about here, as a lot of listeners probably at Patriots.com know, especially if they're from the Massachusetts area and from New England, Thanksgiving is the day for football, high school football in New England, especially in Massachusetts. So we have a big party. We start the pigskin gala at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. We tap the keg of beer amid great pomp and circumstance, by the way, Pat. Tap the keg of beer amid great pomp and circumstance every Thanksgiving at 6 a.m. Have a big party, have a big tailgate, go to the local high school football game. And then, only then, do we go home and watch the NFL and eat turkey dinner. So it's really the ultimate day for food and football. It's a real man holiday is what it is, Pat.
Well, the only thing it's missing is a pigskin prognosticating muse. So if we can get Catherine Jenkins to be a part of the Cold Hard Football Facts Thanksgiving special,
maybe we can get her to leave England and renounce her English ways and become an honorary American in celebration of Thanksgiving. And for those who don't know, at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, one of the keys to Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, our premium product, we'd love you to come check it out, are our real and spectacular picks. And what makes them real and spectacular is not only our great rate of success over the years, picking NFL games against the spread, a great winning record, but every pick is inspired by a pigskin prognosticating muse. And this year, for the last couple of weeks, it's been Catherine Jenkins, the buxom and beautiful British singer who, like I said, we should get her to renounce her ways and become an American citizen.
It would be a Thanksgiving to remember, that's for sure. Speaking of which, we're going to talk Thanksgiving tailgate a little bit later on in the show. I believe Steve DeFilippo will be here, and why don't you tell the people out there listening, since I'm just a Midwestern boy, what Steve DeFilippo brings to the table.
A simple Midwestern man. Hey, by the way, we're going to have another Midwest. We'll talk about it later. You're not going to be the only Midwesterner on the show today, but Steve DeFilippo is a great friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts. He's also the owner of Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse, which is kind of an institution in Boston. There's also one in Atlanta. There's one in Philadelphia. And there's one right here at Patriot Place. As you know, I'm right here at the Subway Fresh broadcast studio inside Gillette Stadium. And right outside is one of his Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouses. Really a great restaurant. And he's gonna be here to talk one about his restaurant. But also, Pat, what makes Steve interesting? He is the New England representative, the Boston chef, at something they call the Taste of the NFL, which is a great event, a great fundraiser for all these food banks around the country, held every year in the Super Bowl city the night before the big game with one chef from every NFL team raising tons of money for charity. And he's been the Boston representative the last couple years. So we're going to talk a little bit about that event, what he might be cooking, you know, what he's cooking here at Davio's, what he's going to cook for the Super Bowl at the Taste of the NFL. And then, on top of that, he's also one of the great guys, one of the great restaurateurs behind our Thanksgiving tailgate special called A Thanksgiving Tailgate, which was filmed here at Gillette Stadium. It will be on New England Cable News Saturday. And again, it's Saturday at 11 a.m. And then again on Thanksgiving Day at 10 a.m., where we show the Cold Hard Football Facts crew shows football fans how to do a complete Thanksgiving dinner out in the parking lot before the big game. And Steve's a part of that. And we're happy to talk to him about food and tailgating at a number of different levels. Just really a great chef.
He sounds like somebody I should give a hug to if I ever meet
him. Yeah. He definitely deserves a hug. And, you know, what's funny is I saw him last year at the Chase of the NFL in Indianapolis. And, you know, it's really a great fundraiser. And folks, go check it out. It's chasetothenfl.com. And they really raise, it's like $500 a head. They raise a ton of money, like I said, for all these different charities, mostly for food banks and, you know, for needy people in different cities around the country. But, and there's every celebrity in America is there. It's just a really cool event. There's ex-football players, there's cheerleaders, there's all kinds of cool people. But when I was talking to Steve, all of it came Al Roker, and Ann Curry from, what is that, NBC News?
Yes.
And Al and Ann come over, and they're talking to Steve and trying to film some stuff. And it was just, there's just a buzz kind of going on. But anyway, I went to go to Ann Curry. I said, Ann, can I get a photo of you and Steve? And she thought I was asking for an autograph.
Oh, boy.
And I got to tell you, Pat, she was not friendly. I won't say what she was, but she was not friendly. She kind of lashed out like I was haunting her looking for a photograph. What I was trying to do is get a picture of my friend Steve. That I thought would be a great, you know, great story for Cold Hard Football Facts. But she kind of lashed out at me like I was like, I don't know, an Ann Curry groupie or something.
I would definitely choose your friend Steve as far as who I would take a picture with. So I'll back you up on that one.
And honestly, given the way Ann reacted, I'd rather give Steve a hug myself than Ann Curry.
Very good. In addition to Steve, we're going to be joined in the first hour by Nate Dunleavy. He's the Colts blogger for Bleacher Report, and he's going to talk a little bit about the rookie quarterback battle between Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck. And Kerry, you are kind of in the middle of this little discussion, given that you wrote about Russell Wilson this week.
Well, I'm in the middle of it, and also I just want people to know, and if Nate's living, I'm going to crush him like a tiny little bug when this debate comes up, okay? Because I've been meaning to get after that guy for a long time. He's been a thorn in my side for years. Nate's a real good guy. He's a Colts blogger, AFC South reporter for Bleacher Report, runs ColtsAuthority.com, and our debates, let's put it that way. And sometimes it's been pretty testy. Go back years to the Colts, the old days of the Brady Manning debate. And but you know what we published this weekend, it kind of went viral. It's been a great story saying that Russell Wilson, Pat, and I don't know what you think, and maybe you and I can debate it too, but Russell Wilson is the best rookie quarterback right now in the NFL. With all the hype Andrew Luck's getting, Russell Wilson is the guy putting up the winning numbers week after week. And a reason why the Seattle Seahawks are in the midst of the playoff hunt, too. And so, but I think Nate is going to disagree with me, and I think it's going to be pretty testy, but we'll have some fun. We'll talk some football, and we're going to throw down some facts, man, and see who emerges victorious.
That's beautiful. If you'd like to join in, for those of you listening, you can email webradio@patriots.com. Also, can call in on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We'll be joined also by Frankie C. Usually about the midway point, he chimes in whenever he wakes up from his bender. And the question we have for you, for those of you listening right now, what NFL head coach is most deserving of a pink slip? In other words, if you were going to fire one coach right now based off of this year's performance, and I guess based off of past years as well, who would your coach be? And that kind of leads into a piece that I wrote actually this morning on the Cold Hard Football Facts blog, Forearm Shiver, and make sure that when you read that you have a mittens and a scarf on because it is cold and chilly. But I did a little bit of research, Kerry, and it turns out that there's a lot of fans in Philadelphia. According to Facebook, there's more than 9,000 people that like the Fire Andy Reid Facebook page. And I'm just wondering, is Andy Reid the first one to go, or is this going to last all the way through the season?
Well, it's going to be an interesting race. And, you know, Marty Schottenheimer is obviously on the short list. I don't know how Mike Mularkey survives in Jacksonville. He hasn't been there a long time, but his track record isn't great. And obviously that's a bad team. But, you know, the Andy Reid thing has been building, Pat, for what? I mean,
I
even
feel
when,
like at least it's been 3-4 years now.
But it has. But even before then, right? I mean, this team was going to NFC title games, what, 3 or 4 years in a row? You know, back in the early to mid 2000s, and people were not happy with that. They were pissed. They weren't getting to the Super Bowl, and I think most of the ire then was directed at Donovan McNabb. I think misdirected at Donovan McNabb because that was a pretty good team, and now that ire. Philadelphia fans are angry people, Pat. I don't know what it is, but they are angry. And right now, that's unbelievable. You know, 9,000 people just on Facebook want Andy Reid fired. You wonder how. What do they say, Kevin? I couldn't
that
quite
was
make
the,
it.
Fire Andy.
Was it Fire
from
Andy?
The Philadelphia Eagles
okay.
prayer.
But Pat,
I just knew it was something with venom from Philly. I could just tell by the smell of it.
Pat, what do you think? I mean, are you a Fire Andy? I mean, you and I are neutral observers. Is it time for the Eagles to get rid of him?
Well, I think, yeah, definitely at the end of the season. I don't know that there's really a point to removing a coach mid-season, but I guess if you were going to blow the whole thing up, as they say, it might be good to just get a head start and let your fans know, because the fans definitely are calling for it. And I mean, that's not, it's not just in Philly either. I mean, there's pages and websites dedicated to firing our good buddy Ron Rivera, Norv Turner, Rex Ryan, Chan Gailey. So I think Chan Gailey and Norv Turner actually both kind of have a similar background as far as being offensive coaches turned head coaches, and they both have their own websites, not just a Facebook page, Kerry. These are firenorvturner.com and firechangailey.com, in case anybody wants to check that out.
Well, it's the power of the democratization of the media, right? I mean, back in the day, how did you express your displeasure? You held up a sign at the stadium, or you put a phone call into the team, or, I don't know, you in your case.
Or you relied on the media and the pundits, and now everybody's got a voice.
Yeah, now everybody's got a voice, and I think it's great. I think it's great for fans to have that. I think sometimes that anger and that ire is misdirected. I'm not sure it's misdirected in any of these cases, but sometimes that ire is misdirected. But you know what, Pat? And this goes out to the old media dinosaurs who think that they need to protect the way things were. A lot of the ire of the old media was misdirected, too. You know, you had some columnist, some big-time columnist in some town who had a hair across, you know, you had a problem, let's put it that way, with a coach, a personal relationship, something he didn't like. And he would go on the attack and basically make life miserable for a coach or a player. And that wasn't any more justified than misdirected ire of fans. If anything, it was less justified. It was somebody abusing a position of power. In this case, it's the democratization of the media. It's giving fans a voice. I see nothing wrong with it, even in the times when I disagree with the fans.
Yeah, and on the flip side, when there's coming off of a victory, you'd think that maybe, you know, some of these factions of fans would tone down. But in the case of the Bengals, they just got through with a pretty remarkable win over the Giants. And fire Marvin Lewis now. that's the key. Yeah, now. Not just, you know, this year or fire him. But fire Marvin Lewis now on Facebook made a comment and says that even though they dumped on the Giants, let's not get too excited. Jay Gruden did a good job, and the defense stepped up. But we'll find out if next week against Kansas City, if the Bengals actually try to win or simply not to lose. So there's still a lot of naysayers. That it goes for Jason Garrett, too, whose team just beat those Philadelphia Eagles.
And, hey, speaking of the Bengals, I mean, was this a weird week? I mean,
oh, yeah.
And it's been kind of an odd season. And listen, we got numbers that we track since the dawn of time that, you know, predict winners and losers and things like that. And there's been some real weird statistical blips this year. And I think those happened. I think there were years like that. The long-term trends are still good. The overall trends still good. But when you get a team like the Bengals beating the Giants, and the most surprising one to me was the Miami Dolphins putting up 3 points against a Tennessee defense that was on pace, Pat. The Tennessee defense was on pace to give up more points than any team in the history of football. The current record is held by the 1981 Colts, who went 2-14. Gave up 533 points, and the Titans coming into to week 10, I think we're on pace to give up like 545, whatever it was, points. Definitely more than the 81 Colts. And then they nearly pitch a shutout against a team on the rise. That to me, more than anything, might have been the most surprising game of the year. And the Titans somehow, I don't know how they do it, but they somehow have 4 wins with a team statistically that should be 1-9.
Yeah, there's a lot of statistical oddities. I almost said statistical oddities.
You wouldn't say that on the air, no.
I would not say that on the air, so Mr. Kraft, I'm sorry if you were listening. No, but that leads into our icy issues, which we'll tackle a couple here before we head to break. And you mentioned that, you know, the Titans are kind of like a misguided team that has patched together 4 wins. I've got an issue for you. The Indianapolis Colts, they're 6-3. Are the Colts the worst 6-3 team since Hayden Fox's Minnesota State Screaming Eagles on the show coach?
On coach, you know? Was his name, by the way, Hayden Fox, because Hayden Fry was a big coach at Iowa at the time?
C- Could be, yeah.
I always thought that was a weird kind of similarity. Anyway.
I always wondered if he was, like, related to Pat Hayden, because I thought they kind of looked similar, but that was Craig T. Nelson was his name, so.
You know what? You will investigate that in another episode.
Kevin Collins informs me that he's already tracking down Craig T. Nelson to find out where he is.
Actually, I think Kevin Collins has Craig T. Nelson's team jersey. Did he play football in college, Kevin? I think he did, actually. Anyway,
he did too. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think he did. Anyway, Pat, you know, are the Colts the worst 6-3 team since the mythical Minnesota State team of coach fame? They're not. Let's put it this way: when you look at the statistical indicators we have, and especially at Cold Hard Insider, where we size up every opponent in every game in 20 different quality stats, right? The Colts right now statistically are like a 3-6 team.
Yeah,
they're 24th in our relativity index. They're 25th in our quality stats power rankings. Not that those are exact, but if you go throughout history and look at every team in NFL history through these numbers, they follow a very distinct pattern. Okay, and the one number that really jumps out, if you want to look at the mother stat, what we call the mother stat of football history, it's passer rating differential. It's the difference between your offensive passer rating, how effectively you pass the football, and your defensive passer rating, how tough you make life on opposing quarterbacks. And if that number is high, you win a lot of games. And if that number is low, you lose a lot of games. There are very, very few teams in history that deviate from that statistical norm. And I could pull up right now the passer rating differential of every single NFL team since 1940. It's one of the charts we rely on heavily when we do our analysis at Cold Hard Football Facts. And the lockstep that wins and losses move with passer rating differential is remarkable. There are some exceptions, and right now one of those notable exceptions are the 2012 Indianapolis Colts, Pat. Right now, 30th in passer rating differential. They're negative 17.5 points in passer rating differential. That's like a 2-7 number, a 1-8 number, and they're 6-3. They're really pulling out wins. It's a great, great story. You know, between Chuck Pagano and Chuck Strong and his battle against leukemia and Andrew Luck being a great story, being a rookie quarterback and the turnaround. But this team is not built to last that way. You can't consistently win games, according to all of NFL history, statistically constructed the way the Colts are right now.
Okay, then what about another AFC team, that being the Pittsburgh Steelers? I've got an icy issue for you. It's their failure to address their backup quarterback situation prior to the 2012 season will keep them from the playoffs. Is that a fact, or am I just barking up a stupid tree?
Well, you usually bark up a stupid tree, Pap. You can't help it. You're a Midwesterner, you know?
Right.
that is, in fact, a Cold Hard Football fact that they may miss the playoffs, and I may have misphrased your question, Pat. But if Ben Roethlisberger can't come back, if he's out more than just this one game, and his status right now, it sounds like he's clearly out for Sunday against Baltimore. We don't know how long he's going to be out, but if they're stuck with Byron Leftwich for the rest of the year, yeah, they're in trouble because he has been carrying that team. He's a very effective, underrated passer. He's carrying that team, and it couldn't happen at a worse time with a very winnable game, Pat, against the Baltimore Ravens at home to move into a tie in the AFC North. A very winnable game for the Steelers. In fact, I would like the Steelers to win outright if Ben Roethlisberger was playing, and now that's a problem. And you know what? As far as, you know, how they address a backup QB situation, does any team have a backup situation it's really happy with? So
yeah, that's also a valid point.
I mean, I think you're screwed. You lose your starting quarterback, except in most very rare instances, you know, Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady, very rare instance, you're screwed. And right now it looks like the Steelers are screwed.
Well, the Colts and Steelers both have uphill battles, even though they've got some wins in their, on their side. But we're going to head to a break. And you're going to be talking to Nate Dunleavy about those Indianapolis Colts on the other side. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to have a battle royale, hopefully a royale with cheese, because you know how much I like those.
I love cheese, too. And then coming up in our third segment, we're going to talk about the top football sex scandals. It's salacious and TMZ worthy, is it not?
Yep, who doesn't like a good sex scandal? And actually, I asked about it on Twitter. So keep, at Football Facts, keep your favorite sex scandal coming, and we'll read some of those on the air here at coldhardfootballfacts.com.
Sounds good. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank.
More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. We are pleased, or we would be pleased, if we suffered the weakness of human emotion. We'd be pleased to be joined by eminent Colts blogger Nate Dunleavy, live from Indianapolis. Nate, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing excellent, Kerry. I'm covering the whole AFC South.
Yeah, that's true. Buddy. That's true. I got to apologize. You are the AFC South blogger for Bleacher Report, but you're still one of the key reporters at ColtsAuthority.com. Isn't that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you'll always be a Colts guy to me. By the way, do you prefer blogger or reporter? I prefer reporter. I think blogger still has kind of a negative connotation, but what's your thoughts on that?
I think reporter is probably more accurate for what I do now.
Yep,
but
I agree.
I don't get bent out of shape either way.
All right. Well, you are going to get bent out of shape here because We posted a story at Cold Hard Football Facts this week saying that Russell Wilson right now is a better quarterback right now at this time. Not talking 10 years from now, not talking at Stanford or at Wisconsin. Right now, Russell Wilson, according to the Cold Hard Football Facts, is the best working quarterback in football. Why are we wrong, Nate?
Well, Gary, you guys sharpened your crayons up extra sharp with that piece. No, you're absolutely incorrect.
All
right. If you look at the total body of work of what Andrew Luck has done and what he has to work with, there's no question that Luck is head and shoulders above where Wilson is at this point in time. And you can look at their passer ratings, and there's a little bit of a gap there. But if you take into account the fact that Luck has 5 rushing touchdowns as opposed to none for Wilson, that tightens it up quite a bit. If you look at yards per attempt, which we all know is the single most important stat in football, Luck has a better yards per attempt.
By 0.1 yards per attempt.
Yes, but he has a full yard per completion more than Wilson. What you realize if you watch Indianapolis' offense at all, there is none of that D&D, and I don't mean Dunkin' Donuts. We're talking about dink and dunk.
Don't screw with Dunkin' Donuts, man. You're talking to people in the heartland of Dunkin' Donuts, okay?
I would never.
By the way, can I share some
words with respect?
Can I share some trivia with you?
Do it.
Dunkin' Donuts, the very first Dunkin' Donuts was founded right down the street from my home in Quincy, Massachusetts. It's a local success story, and there's a reason I look the way I do, and it has a lot to do with.
I was going to say, you single-handedly built the financial chain, didn't you?
Hey, listen, Nate, you're not exactly a skinny, you're not Twiggy yourself, brother.
Yeah, fine.
Anyway, so give me more on Andrew Luck. Why is he better than Russell Wilson?
So when you watch Luck throw, he's looking downfield all of the time. The Colts are running that Bruce Arians offense. You know who he reminds you of? Is a young Ben Roethlisberger, only without the running game. Russell Wilson has Marshawn Lynch in the backfield with him. Lynch is already over 1,000 yards rushing. He has more yards rushing than the entire Colts offense put together. The defense that Wilson is playing with is also one of the best. One of your favorite stats, defensive passer rating, has them, what, third or fourth in the league? Indianapolis is like 28. By almost every statistical measure, the Colts have a bottom 5 defense in football, and that translates into the 30th best, or I guess third worst, starting field position for the Colts in the NFL. But yet the Colts are second, or I believe they're third right now, in yards produced per drive.
Yep.
So you got a young quarterback with a typical crappy Indianapolis offensive line without a good run game, and whose wide receivers are a 34-year-old Reggie Wayne, Donnie Avery, and some guys that they
he said with great disdain, you're not a Donnie Avery fan, apparently.
No, I'm not. And you know what? Let's just say no. Guy has a really hard time getting open except when he runs one route, which is deep. And then a bunch of guys that drafted in the 3rd, 5th round. I mean, this is what this offensive team is comprised of in a bottom 5 defense.
Yep.
And Luck, really, through just accuracy and an incredible ability to stay alive in the pocket, he's got a much better sack rate than Russell Wilson does as well, and despite playing in a demonstrably less effective offensive line. I mean, really, what this guy does when you – I hate to go to the eye test. I hate doing that. I think I've given enough stats at this point that I can –
Well, let's not do the eye test, because I don't buy the eye test. I hear that all the time. You know where I hear it from? I hear it from old timers too. Well, you didn't see Joe Namath play. I'm old enough where I remember the later parts of his career. And they say, well, he threw beautiful passes. I said, yeah, he did, but he threw 30 more of them into the arms of defenders, and he did touchdown passes. You know what I mean? So I'm a numbers guy. That's what I look at.
I am too. And the thing is, if there's an eye test, there's always stats to verify what you're seeing. That's what I believe.
Yep.
And that's what we're seeing with Luck when we talk about he has the highest depth of target in the NFL.
Yep.
There are very few screens. There are very few short passes. He has the most runs on third down that produce first down in the NFL. What you see from Luck is a first down machine.
Yep.
And that doesn't always translate real well into passer rating because his completion percentage is low, and we know completion percentage is a big chunk of passer rating, and I'm not anti-passer rating, as you know, but in Luck's case, you have such a vertical offense that you're going to have that lower completion percentage, which is going to hurt that one stat. But his yards per attempt are up, his yards per completion are good, first downs, drives produced, yards per drive, all of those numbers are really good. And when you watch, if you watched him out there against Miami a couple weeks ago, in the second half, it was amazing to realize that it was Reggie Wayne and all rookies. Almost everybody else on the field was a rookie out there for Indianapolis. And they're not all super highly drafted. You know, their second-round pick, Cody Fleener, was hurt. So it's Andrew Luck and a bunch of third-round and lower rookies. And to go out and win that game was it was truly a sight to behold.
There's that was his best game. That and the Minnesota game were his best games. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But, you know, keep in mind that was also against a Miami team that just lost 37-3 to a Tennessee team on pace to give up more points than any team in the history of football. So
they look broken, but Miami's defense
is good. It's a good defense. Yeah, that like I said, Nate, that was probably his best game. Maybe the Minnesota game, but given the quality of the defense, the Miami game was his best game and his most efficient game and his most effective game. Let me throw this out to you. I am looking at a guy in Seattle who I didn't expect anything of, and neither did you, and neither did anybody else in football. I'm looking at a guy right now who leads all rookie quarterbacks with 15 touchdown passes, which is a great, great number. Especially, it's almost 6% of his passes end in a touchdown, which is a great, great number. It's twice as high as Andrew Luck. That's not the be-all and end-all, but he's getting the ball in the end zone. He's beating good teams. He has hugely, hugely efficient numbers. He's completing a much higher percentage of his passes. You can say it's a dink-and-dunk game that he's not throwing downfield as more, but at the end of the day, the average per attempt, which is really, as you said, the most important stat in football, one of them, I don't know if it's the most important, I agree, it's definitely one of them, is right up there with Andrew Luck. We're talking, you know, hundreds of a point difference. If this guy was the number one overall pick in the draft, he would already be in the Hall of Fame in the eyes of ESPN and all the pundits. To me, it's always been about, and we go back to the Brady Manning debates years ago, and that's how we got to know each other. And when I said early on that I thought Brady was better than Peyton Manning, and everyone said we hate Peyton Manning. That wasn't the case, and I don't want this to be a we hate Andrew Luck thing. That's not the case. He's awesome. He's great. He's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I love watching him play. But with that said, right now, Russell Wilson is just, especially in recent weeks, Nate, has put up phenomenal numbers. The only thing he's not doing is passing the ball as often, but he's winning. He's beating good teams. He's beat, so-called beat, in quotes, Aaron Rodgers. I understand that. But he had a legit win against Tom Brady.
What's that? I love that game that Luck played, too, though.
What's that? No, and that was a great game. That's the game that got everyone going about Andrew Luck. And that was a better performance against the Packers Luck had than Wilson had, absolutely. But I think if Andrew Luck put up the numbers right now that Russell Wilson had, it would be the hype would be totally through the roof and 100% completely defensible. I think we're looking at a situation where people, because he's the number one pick, are looking for any opportunity to celebrate him maybe a little bit prematurely, and most notably, that win over Jacksonville, which I know he had the two touchdown runs. One of them was a sneak from one, you know, less than a yard. That was not a great game. That was not a great game by any quarterback. It was a good game, but considering the quality of the opponent, and then the next day in the papers or in the you know, all the websites, it's like, you know, Andrew Luck's poise is this, is that, and I don't know, man. I think we're getting a little too ahead of ourselves in the Andrew Luck bandwagon. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're missing how terrible the Indianapolis roster is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the real big thing. When you watch this team, McCary, it is Luck and it is Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, I heard this about Peyton Manning and Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison back in the day, too.
And it was true. And,
okay.
And honestly, it's all history right. Repeating itself in Indianapolis. And Patriots fans are going to see this come Sunday. This is not a strong roster.
Yep.
It is not a very good team on any level. You can make an argument that in many positions, they're actually worse than they were a year ago.
Yep.
When they finished 2-14.
Well,
Reggie Wayne's having a phenomenal season. He's playing incredible football, and he's obviously helping out Luck. But then when you go to the next level down, the drop-off is, I mean, it's just a cliff. It's a chasm.
Yeah,
and Russell Wilson's won some games. But if Russell Wilson was playing on this football team, you know, they would probably have won some games too, because he's a wonderful player, and I'm not trying to denigrate him. But I'm saying there's really no comparison with what they've actually accomplished with the quality of players around them.
Well,
Wilson's got a dang good team that he's quarterbacking.
Well, he's got a dang good defense. I think that offense is a middle-of-the-road offense. But let me do this, Nate. As much as it pains me to support your argument, because I'd love nothing to see you twist, nothing better than to see you twist in the wind and suffer under an assault of cold hard football facts. That would make my day, quite frankly, Nate. But to your point, we talked about this. I don't know if you heard before you came on the air, but this Colts team is a 2 or 3 win team statistically. Yep. And I think Andrew Luck's defense, what I see, to me is what he's bringing to the table. They're winning games they shouldn't win. And what I do is I look, as you know, we look at every team, we size up every opponent in 20 different indicators, and we look at the stats, and we look at stats that traditionally win games, and that great teams are always great in these numbers and bad teams are bad in these numbers. And the Colts right now, when we look at the numbers that traditionally throughout history correlate to victory, like passer rating differential, this is a 1 or 2 win team in that number.
Yeah.
This is a 1 or 2 win team in that number, and they are winning games they shouldn't win. I agree, it's a miracle they're 6-3. I don't know if it's all Andrew Luck, though.
Four game winning drives come in.
Yep.
This guy's
yep.
so good in the 2-minute drill, and that's at the end of the half and at the end of the game.
Yep.
He is stealing points from the other team at the end of half and at the end of game by pulling off drives that they never let rookies do.
Yep.
The Colts get the ball back with 30 seconds to go in the half at the 30 yard line. They are going to try to score points. And you never see rookies put in that kind of position where the coach says, here you go, you got 30 seconds of the timeout and 50 yards, go get a field goal out of it. And he pulls it off every single game. And that's where they're making up those extra points and stealing these games.
Yeah, well, they're certainly, like I said, statistically they shouldn't be winning. A lot of these games they shouldn't be winning. And that's a tribute to him. All I'm saying is Russell Wilson right now, better numbers that win games. I like his numbers. I like his production. And I think if the tables were turned, everyone would be on the Russell Wilson bandwagon. I think it takes a guy like him, a third-round pick, he has to do more to be considered at the same level. And I think we're seeing some of that right now. But with that said, Colts-Patriots this weekend, obviously not what it used to be. I think a lot of that energy, at least here in New England, Nate, and I know you've obviously followed Peyton Manning in Denver, and a lot of that energy you used to see for the Colts-Patriots was transfixed to that game on the strength of Peyton Manning alone. That Denver New England game up here was kind of what we used to see in the Colts Patriots. But with that said, we got a great young quarterback. We got an interesting team. What are your thoughts here? Can the Colts steal another one here against the mighty Patriots?
Until I saw the Buffalo game on Sunday, I would have said no. There's absolutely no chance. But Indianapolis is a comparable kind of team to Buffalo. It's actually a pretty good test. Although I think Luck is a lot more talented than Fitzpatrick, the Bills have more overall offensive talent, better weapons than maybe the Colts have. It's going to be interesting to watch. I would expect New England to win by double digits. I think that they're a much better football team than Indianapolis. For all the reasons you point out, I don't debate a single thing you said about this being a 1 or 2 win team. Most of their wins have bordered on the miraculous. And while I think everyone will come away very impressed with seeing Andrew Luck live, and I think when you see him, you'll understand where the value is coming from.
Yep.
I don't think in terms of actually an entertaining football game, I'm not sure Indianapolis will put up a good fight. Their pass defense is really suspect. I mean, look, they're starting Darius Butler.
Who couldn't make the Patriots?
Well, he's going to be the number one corner on Sunday.
Well,
the
Patriots have a habit of making every quarterback look like a Hall of Famer. I mean, everybody they play, almost everybody cheers them up. I mean, the track record is atrocious. It's the big story here in New England this year. We've been talking about the cold hard football facts, much to the chagrin of Patriots fans for years, on this is not a Super Bowl caliber defense. But let me throw out some numbers right now on the Patriots pass defense. 28th in defensive passing yards per attempt, 22nd in defensive quarterback rating, our measures of all aspects of quarterback play, and 28th in defensive passer rating, on pace for the worst in franchise history at 97.3. This is a dreadful defense. But you know what? The Indianapolis Colts, number 26 in that number, like 1 point better. So that's not a good sign for the Colts going up against Tom Brady, a guy who, as we've seen throughout history, can go against the best defense in football and make them look second rate. So I think at the end of the day, it always comes down to the quarterback. The Patriots right now have the advantage there. In a year or two, we'll be talking differently about that. But for the time being, they still have the advantage here. But I don't know about a double-digit win, Nate. I think you know, any quarterback can find a way to tear up this defense, including, by the way, Dude Orlovsky last year, if you remember that game. That's not a good sign, Nate. I mean, that's a bad sign if you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah, but to the Pats' credit, they did have a much larger lead in that game.
I understand, but still.
Orlovsky carved them up in the last 3 or 4 minutes when the game was essentially over.
But still, you're in the NFL. I mean, that to me was kind of a signature, kind of an exclamation point on some of the struggles of this team right here. So anyway, Nate, we got to run to a break. I do appreciate your time. Love to have you back on. And, you know, maybe in the playoffs, man, we might be talking about, which would be the great story in football. And the Colts are probably the great story in football right now with all that, you know, the change from last year, the new quarterback, the whole Chuck Pagano situation. It's a great story. And I think fans around the country are following it with great interest. So, we may be talking Patriots Colts again in about 2 months.
All right, well, thanks for having me on, Kerry. You're going to be impressed with this kid when you see him live.
All right. Look forward to it. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about, or we're going to talk some about, you know, with the whole David Petraeus thing. We took a look at the greatest sex scandals in pro football history. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back with the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com.
Cold Hard Football Facts. Our facts can beat up your opinions.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football. and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Time now for your Quality Stats Power Rankings update from our internet traffic reporter and former host of Unsolved Mysteries, Robert Stack. After thrashing the Giants and leaving them for dead like a raging meth head dating a stripper, the Cincinnati Bengals jumped 11 slots from 25th to 14th overall in our Quality Stats Power Rankings. The Dallas Cowboys jumped 7 spots from 22nd to 15th overall. But America's dumbest team is so dumb, they think jumping from 22nd to 15th is a difference of 6. The Baltimore Ravens jumped 5 spots from 13th to 8th overall after defeating the Raiders. On the downside, the New York Giants, Miami Dolphins, Detroit Lions, and Carolina Panthers dropped 5 spots as a result of their Week 10 losses. For more information, log on to coldhardfootballfacts.com and become an insider today. CHFF Insider can help you solve a pigskin mystery. Hovering high atop the internet in the chilly ice copter 1, this is Robert Stack. Now back to Kerry Byrne and Patrick Hibbert.
It's always good to have former actors and TV show hosts filling in for Quality Stats Power Rankings, Kerry.
We do have quite a collection of guests.
An ensemble of stars.
An ensemble of stars. By the way, did Robert Stack just say that the Bengals beat the Giants like a raging meth head beating a stripper? Is that what I heard?
No, a raging meth head dating a stripper.
Dating a stripper, okay. All right, well, what's the difference, really? So,
I think of all the questions you could have asked me after that, that might be the best one.
That's what jumped.
Normally, in this segment, folks, we usually do our general top five. Sometimes we do the power rankings. But this week, in honor of General Petraeus, and thanks to Robert Stack filling in with a little info for everybody on the Quality Stats Power Rankings, and a reminder, as Robert Stack pointed out, you can log on to coldhardfootballfacts.com if you're not an insider. Subscribe today, become one, and you will have all of the wealth of knowledge to arm you each weekend as we head into week 11 already, 1 week from Thanksgiving. But, Kerry, right now it's time for NFL sex scandals. It's the 10 most salacious sexual trysts, and this is a topic that you are very educated on because you wrote about it.
Yeah, and you know what? Unfortunately, we haven't had a kind of a raging sex scandal yet this season. But, you know, in honor of General Petraeus, right, we thought, the military and the intelligence community has nothing on the NFL. And we started brainstorming. It literally took us, I could only think of a couple off the top of my head. We started brainstorming. And all of a sudden, within 5 minutes, we had a whole slideshow. And you can see that at Football Nation, a whole slideshow at Football Nation of the most salacious sex scandals in NFL history. Granted, there's probably some back in the 40s and 50s we didn't quite get to, but kind of some of the more well-known and salacious modern ones.
Yeah, and back in the 50s, Kerry, I mean, let's be honest, TMZ didn't have all the cameras on Otto Graham like they should today. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, you know, think of, you know, it was almost hotter, and it was hotter and easier to have a sex scandal back then, right? I mean, there were fewer ways to communicate with folks, right? And, you know, if you with your paramour, your pigskin paramour, if you will. But there were a few ways to get caught too.
Yeah, and if you want to go back even further in history, I mean, if Brett Favre played in the 1880s, he would have had to send his picture via Pony Express.
He would have to send it by. And where's the excitement in that, really? You know what I mean?
it's not very exciting. Okay, so at number 10, we have one that I had never actually heard of, and this is about a former Bengals cheerleader, Sarah Jones, and she kind of messed around with a high school student. And that probably makes him one of the coolest high school students ever, right?
Bingo. We got bingo. Well, yeah, it happened a couple years ago. And the funny part, Pat, is that Sarah Jones, as you know, at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider with our Real and Spectacular Picks, we have a pigskin prognosticating muse every week and for every game. And throughout that, what was it, the 2010 season, I believe, this really sexy, hot Bengals cheerleader was our muse for Bengals games, right? And it turns out at the end of the season, she was busted having sex. She was this English teacher, busted having sex with a 17-year-old boy. But as we wrote, Sarah Jones accepted a plea deal just last month and will forever be traumatized by scandal and crime. The teenage victim, in quotes, will forever be traumatized by the thought of nailing a 26-year-old NFL cheerleader.
He's probably still scarred, Kerry, and that's why we should probably move on to our next one, which is involves Tiki Barber leaving his wife, who was pregnant at the time, for a blonde bombshell.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of this one. Did you know about this one?
Yeah, you know what? This was at the time when he was really getting on my nerves, just as a fan of the game. That was when he kind of openly talked about how he's not the average football player because he's so educated and intellectual. And he used to talk about how he wanted to go on the Today Show and be Matt Lauer's buddy. And that was he kind of lost, I think, some of his friends on the Giants.
Some of his street cred, too, man.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the time, too, where he was calling out Tom Coughlin. And sure, and I mean, granted, there were other people in New York who were calling out for Tom Coughlin's head, but Tiki Barber ended up eating his own words when the Giants won the Super Bowl against the Patriots. So,
I
should say.
As we write, Barber was a productive dual threat during his playing days with the New York Giants, and it turns out he was a two-way player in retirement, too. Apparently, he started screwing around with an intern, a 23-year-old, quite attractive, I might add, bleach blonde NBC intern. And it's worth noting that Tiki Barber's wife, Ginny, was 8 months pregnant at the time with twins.
Yeah,
that's pretty tough, man.
That'll make you lose respect for somebody real quick. At number eight, we've got Frank Gifford cheating on Kathy Lee, and the picture that you have is from for this particular entry is a Playboy cover, and it says Frankie Panky to describe Gifford's trip. But interestingly enough, on the opposite end of that cover, there's a story about Brett Favre being one bad Cajun, and that was actually had nothing to do with Favre's future endeavors.
No, which is kind of a great. This should be a collector's item among among collectible Playboy covers. And so they have a big story, Frankie Panky, about Frank Gifford, who, you know, people forget was the biggest star in football back in the 50s. And he was 23 years older than Kathy Lee Gifford, who was a big star, right? And kind of America's sweetheart. Everyone loved her. And he ends up screwing around with this airline stewardess. And by the way, he denied it, but then it turns out there was a sex tape. This is kind of 15 years ago. I think sex tapes were still kind of up and coming back then, right?
Right.
So he was one of the first to get busted.
I think they were still in 8-track form. strictly audio.
But this was also right after Brett Favre and the Packers won the Super Bowl over the Patriots, Super Bowl 31 in January 97. And so the cover has, you know, Frankie Panky about Frank Gifford and Brett Favre, like you said, one bad Cajun. Who knew later on, this is called foreshadowing, Pat.
It is.
Who knew
later
on that Brett Favre would be caught in his own sexual web of intrigue?
The football gods work in mysterious ways, even on the naughty shelf at the liquor store. At number seven, one of my all-time favorites, we have the Lake Minnetonka Love Boat.
Yeah, so if people don't remember, the Vikings in October of 2005 rented a couple boats on Lake Minnetonka, and apparently it was an orgy. Let's call it what it was. It was an orgy. And one woman called police reporting possible prostitution, drugs, and live sex acts. And like we say, it sounds like casual Friday at the Football Nation, Cold Hard Football Facts World Headquarters. But one of the fallouts of that was that basically it ended Mike Tyson's coaching career.
Yeah, and that was a sure sign that that the students were driving the bus, or in this case, the boat. Around the same time, I think Ontario Smith was busted for using the Wizinator when he was trying to get
there was a whole series of incidents highlighted by the Lake Minnetonka Love Boat. Kevin,
wasn't that my boy Fred Smoot, who was
Fred
like
Smoot
one of the leaders on there?
Fred Smoot is the one whose credit card, I believe, was on the boat.
I think one of my Facebook statuses for weeks was just like boating with Fred Smoot.
You had Facebook back when this happened?
Wasn't it in like the college years?
2005?
Absolutely.
That was the early portion of it.
Really?
Facebook. Yeah. I was a sophomore, I think.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I thought, I am old.
You thought this internet thing just happened a couple days ago?
I thought it just happened last week, man. I thought we were at the cutting edge.
Okay, at number six, we have a story about Lawrence Taylor being busted with a 16-year-old. We'll just kind of skip over that
one.
There's a lot of jokes to be made there.
No, basically he's a dirtbag and got busted with an underage, you know.
I mean, there's a lot of people that might argue that Lawrence Taylor soiled his reputation when he was the main event of WrestleMania 11 against Bam Bam Bigelow. But if it wasn't soiled then after his post-playing days, then it was with this one. At number five, we have Bobby Petrino and...
Woo Pig Bobby! you know that Woo Pig Suey that they do in Arkansas? That's what we have. Woo Pig Bobby.
And Bobby doesn't look very happy in that picture, does he?
Well, you know, how about this? First of all, everyone thought he was a dirtbag for the way he left the Falcons in 07. Remember that?
Right.
And that was the year, the whole Michael Vick thing. They were struggling, and then with three games left, he up and left the team. And everyone says, oh, this guy's a jerk. And then he tries to rebuild his reputation in Fayetteville at Arkansas. And how's it all end? Not with him leaving the team, with him driving around his mistress on a motorcycle and wiping out, and the picture is priceless, Pat, right? The picture of him in a neck brace and all scars all over his face, and it turns out he got the mistress a job kind of in a manner he shouldn't have at the university. It was just ugly, 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 and like we said, it turns out his departure from Atlanta was only a warm-up for the main attraction in Fayetteville.
Okay, well then at number four, speaking of ugly, 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 Rex Ryan's feet.
Oh, man, I don't know how he looks in the mirror every day knowing that this got out there. Listen, that's his thing. That's cool. He did nothing illegal, but it's so embarrassing.
It is.
It really is. That's all I can say.
It's way more embarrassing than number three on the list, which is the Panthers cheerleaders getting it on in a public bathroom.
This happened at a nightclub called Banana Joe's, appropriately enough, or maybe not. I don't know. It sounds like a strip club, right?
Right.
Anything with fruit or a texture in the title is a strip club, right? Like the fuzzy grape. The golden banana, or anything with a fruit or a color or a texture, it has to be a strip club. I don't think this was, but the two Panthers cheerleaders, Angela Keithley and Renee Thomas, decided to get it on in the women's bathroom in one of the stalls and got busted. People could see them.
Well, there are worse things in life, in my opinion.
Well, like I said, this is the one sex scandal, in quotes, we're sorry we missed.
At number two, Big Ben Roethlisberger lobbies for Dirtbag of the Year dishonors.
Well, listen, you know, he's been accused twice of rape, once settled, once charges were never filed. Obviously, if he's a bigger dirtbag as we think he is, it's not a guy you clearly want dating your daughter, and that's what he is. He has a long history of obnoxious, self-entitled dirtbaggery. But as we point out in the story, you would expect a better class of people hanging out at a place called the Velvet Elvis, which is where the second incident reportedly took place. But obviously a guy who just, like I said, you don't want your daughter dating him. It's simple as that.
Well, and at number one, speaking of Velvet Elvis, Brett Favre, a gunslinger on and off the field. He was just having fun out there with Jen Sturger, wasn't he?
As we say, how does a legendary gunslinger, a married one, pass the time between reading love letters from Chris Berman?
He got bored, apparently.
And he texted his junk to what could possibly go wrong? A superstar quarterback checks his junk to the hottest phenom in football internet history in Jen Sturger. And how did he suspect this wasn't going to get out?
Well, I guess when you're old yeller on the field, I guess maybe that can cripple your brain off of it, and you believe your own hype still.
By the way, there is a bonus sex scandal, Pat. I don't know if if you go to the slideshow at Football Nation, the top 10 sexual scandals in NFL history, the bonus scandal, Tim Tebow remains a virgin.
Oh, that is scandalous.
I mean, let's put it this way.
He's probably going to go to hell for that.
This is a guy has a complete recipe for getting more tang than the Apollo astronauts, right? Young, rich, good-looking, jack, clean-cut and popular, and apparently still a virgin. And this is a guy who could break Will Chamberlain's off-the-field, off-the-court record if he so chose.
Well, I'm going to have to make sure I file away your comment about astronauts and tang so I can use it at a later date.
Well, as my Football Nation colleague Bill Enright, who, by the way, hosts FF Champs here at Patriots.com Tuesdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and then Football Nation Thursdays 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. A real knowledgeable guy, Bill Enright from Football Nation, said, okay, maybe it's not a scandal, but it's certainly a sex crime.
It is at this point, especially when you factor in the women he's dated. But we'll let that one slide for another day, and we'll talk to another man who's had numerous sexual trysts on and off his field. That would be Mr. Frankie C. We'll talk to Frankie C. on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
It is now time for the Frankie C. Report with America's number one purveyor of Tom Brady pajamas, Frankie C. When
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. I am Kerry J. Byrne, your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin, joined as always by Patrick Immigan here at the top of the second hour, the 5 o'clock hour here in the East Coast, by Just a Gigolo, Frankie C. Frankie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Kerry. How's it going?
I could not be better. I could not be better. In fact, I'm feeling a little, you know, we just had kind of a tawdry little skit. I don't know if you heard our segment on top sex scandals, but I imagine you know a thing or two about sex scandals in your kind of wild younger days.
I
don't want to speak out of school here, Frank. What'd you say?
I fought a fire or two.
To put it, that might be the most politically correct thing you've ever said. I don't know.
You know, want to talk about having a great day. Let me tell you about my horoscope today. And I'm not usually, well, actually, you know that I'm in tune with the cosmic forces more than probably anyone you know.
I think the cosmic forces are in tune with you, Frankie.
That's probably closer to the truth. Check this out. I'm an Aries. So today when I got on the train this morning and I was reading the local free paper and said, it's one of those unexplainable days when, for whatever reason, you are likely to be unusually charismatic. You'll enjoy members of the opposite gender finding you more appealing than usual, which is awesome, right?
Yeah.
So is it true, Pat? How do I look?
I think you look great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. See? It's true.
Yeah, members of the opposite sex definitely find you attractive.
Follow the stars, my friend.
They've aligned perfectly for you.
Life just shines on you, man. That's for sure. Now, Aries, what's the sign of the Aries? Is that like the fat cow? Is that what the...
It's the ram.
The ram. Oh, that's actually kind of a manly creature, isn't it?
Very manly, manly sign.
I would figure because, you know, Frankie, you know, looks up to me, as we all know, and he's looked up for me for quite some time, and I'm a Rams fan being in St. Louis, so that all makes sense.
It does. You know, it all comes around.
Oh, so you're a Ram, Frank. Pat is a Rams fan. It's like the cosmic forces have come together right here.
Some call it kismet. I refer to it as psychic phenomenon.
I dated a couple cows. You know, it's all in the animal family, right?
It's not bestiality if you're also an animal.
All right, so what's going on in the football and history world? What are the big events we're celebrating?
Well,
this week,
today is a busy day in the history of the world. We got a couple of items that we should probably talk about. We are celebrating the birthday of Condoleezza Rice, American educator, diplomat, and 66th United States Secretary of State. Happy birthday, Condi!
Yeah, what a great American! I mean, to rise from what she did and to become a leader. You know, a world leader. I mean, at the point, you know, if you want to talk kind of America's kind of getting over its racial past, I mean, she's probably still the most powerful black woman in the history of the world, the Secretary of State of the United States.
And that's a long way to come from growing up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama.
I know, it absolutely is, and it's a great sign for America. And, you know, just obviously a brilliant, intelligent Republican woman, I might add. And, you know, something to be, you know, something for all Americans to be proud of and aspire to. So happy birthday, Condi. We're all proud of you.
Yeah, definitely.
By the way, a football fan, because she was rumored, right, to become that she wanted to become the next commissioner of the NFL.
I did hear that. That would have been something.
And I tell you what, she would kick Roger Goodell's ass. I'll tell you that. I mean, she, you know, to do what she's been through, you think Roger Goodell's tough?
Would she be a gridiron godmother?
I would, you know what? She would be she would be whatever she wanted to be, man. I mean, think of how badass that is to be the Secretary of State and negotiate with, you know, the filthy communist and the terrorist and all the stuff you got to deal with, all the stuff you know. I mean, running the NFL would be a piece of cake for her.
Yeah, that's like a vacation.
She's definitely got the discipline track record down. And you know what? I think we're actually on to a new movement. We should probably, start the Fire Roger Goodell Facebook page and then have Condoleezza Rice as our replacement.
Yeah, let's head up that movement.
I'd support that movement because...
All in favor, say aye.
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 Kevin's just indisposed. He'll have to give us
a... Right now.
It's unanimous.
It's unanimous.
Congratulations, Condi.
All right. What else do we got?
Okay. Today, Yanni, the Greek musician and composer, celebrates his birthday. And I got to tell you, man, I did some background checking on this guy. He is something. I mean, this, you know, and I can't say I've ever heard of one of his tunes, but it's a famous name, you know? So I dug around.
Yanni was not the one who did the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter commercials. That was...
Yeah, that's right. He was in
did
one
he really?
Of yeah, like a real ethereal feel commercial.
Model. I think I'm thinking of Fabio.
You're thinking of Fabio. No, Fabio's the cover model for all those tawdry Bodice Ripper novels.
That's right. Okay.
Not for long. I'm going to take that job.
Take that. Frank's going to be the next. I think you're getting a little too old for a Bodie Thripper novel cover boy, aren't you?
I just want to bare my belly all glistening with sweat.
Oh, Jesus. You just ruined tawdry romance novels for me forever, man.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Yanni.
All right.
He started playing piano at the age of 6, and he's self-taught. He never took a lesson. So you know, he gets to be 6, he's playing the piano, his parents are very proud. So then, 8 years later, at the age of 14, he winds up setting a Greek national record in the 50-meter freestyle swim.
Really?
He dated Linda Evans of Dynasty.
No, he did not.
For 9 years, they dated.
Wow.
And it says here, according to Wikipedia...
with Linda Carter.
Yeah, well, that's no contest. I'd take Linda Carter over Linda Evans any day. It says, according to Wikipedia, that mosquitoes refused to bite him out of respect.
Are you sure that's not taken from the Dos Equis Man commercials?
He may have been lifted from the Dos Equis Man commercial.
Hey,
but...
speaking of young studs, can I just point something out to you? Totally,
yeah, you don't have to bring me up again. It's okay.
totally disconnected from football, but I have to throw this out there for the public. You know my friend, my little friend Sonali, right? The publicist?
Of course I do. Well, beautiful Sonali is what I like to refer to.
Yeah, and former, if you follow Barstool Sports, former Barstool Sports Smoke Show of the Day, which we're all quite proud of her for.
She's the smoke show of every day.
No kidding. Well, I wrote a story, as you know I do a lot of food writing, wrote a story for the Herald this week on meatballs, and she wrote, Carrie, you're a meatball. Which I think is some sort of, like, strange come-on.
Is that a euphemism for her wanting to consume you?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm getting at. And I said, well, a sexy meatball you might have added, right? I gotta push the ball forward here, right?
Right.
And she says, sexy beast meatball.
It's a game of inches.
Anyway, she's a friend of mine. It's just funny, so I'm just having fun with it. But I gotta take the praise however I can get it. You know what I mean?
Wasn't she the one that coined the phrase amazeballs?
Oh, what was that? Yeah.
I thought it was a maze ball.
All right, we'll figure that out for the next show. Do we got any football, Frank?
We do. We have today, happy birthday, Lawyer Malloy, former safety of the New England Patriots.
Now, with Lawyer Malloy being a non-Patriot and a non-New England resident, Lawyer Malloy was with the Bills when they destroyed the Patriots 31-0 on that opening day.
It's funny you should bring that up.
What's that? We
were talking about that earlier today, me and my coworkers, and that Lawyer Malloy game, the 31-0 shellacking, the first game of the 2003 season, was an interesting game for a couple of reasons. You know, this was right at the height of the Brady Bledsoe debate, and this was directly after. I take it back.
I'm a playmaker, man.
Bledsoe had been gone for a year, but
no, yeah. It was right after they had won the Super Bowl in 2001, then in 2002 they went 9-7.
Right.
Yeah, Bledsoe was gone for a year. You're right.
Bledsoe was gone for a year, but I remember that you and me and that whole crew traveled down to Penn State, and we were on our way back when we stopped at that Hooters to watch the game.
Yeah, the Hooters in, like, Wayne, New Jersey or something.
And those of us who were big Brady guys, we were singing Brady's praises, and, of course, there was the one holdout, Chris Kola. You know how he was a big Bledsoe fan back then.
He still is, by the way. I actually got a call from him. He was mad I didn't invite him on for the Drew Bledsoe interview a couple weeks ago.
None of them are as big as fans as our producer Kevin Collins, though. Kevin Collins has Drew Bledsoe pajamas.
They have feet on them too.
I hope they have flannel. It's chilly out there.
No kidding. So anyway,
we went into that Hooters and they got smacked around 31-0, you know, which was kind of like a, you know, we're not going to play for you today because we're angry that you traded away our starting safety. And what was I getting at? Oh, just that Sam Gash, Drew Bledsoe, and Lawyer Malloy were up there. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there was a news item shortly that came out, you know, in the day or two after the game, where Sam Gash was like, yeah, you know, it's so different up here. We all get along. We all respect our coach. This is what it's all about. You know, come to Buffalo. And, you know, as it turned out, I guess Sam would probably like to have those words back because, you know, even if you don't respect your coach and even if you don't like to play for him, but if you can win a couple of championships with him, I think that heals all wounds.
Well, I can tell you this. The Patriots went on a 15-game winning streak against the Bills after that day. They're 18-1 against the Bills since that 31-0 shellacking. And by the way, 23-2 against the Bills in their last 25 meetings. I mean, that's insane. That's total utter domination. So they had that one game. And I think the irony of that game, if you remember, that was the season the Patriots launched the like the greatest streak in football history, right? They went 14-2 that year, 17-2 including the Super Bowl, 17-2 the following year, the most wins over a two-year period, back-to-back Super Bowls. They won a record 21 games in a row, all on the heels of that. They hate their coach, 31-0 loss, but they won. They ended up playing the Bills the first game of the year and the last game of the year, and they won the last game of the year 31-0 against the Buffalo Bills in the same season.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I was at that game here at Gillette, and it was just amazing. What symmetry, and it kind of, you know, they weathered the storm for one game, and you know, the rest has been a totally non-competitive, despite the score, the 37-31 score on Sunday, it's been a totally non-competitive series between these two teams. Almost to the point of not even worth watching sometimes.
Just the way I like it as a Pats fan. I wouldn't have it any other way. Hey, happy birthday today goes out to the Horseshoe. Isn't that what we call him? The Horseshoe, Kyle Orton?
Oh, the Kyle. Yeah, Kyle Orton, because he had that string of luck with the Denver Broncos. Yeah. How old is he?
Well, you had to go and ask me that.
you're not well prepared.
Well, he's 12 years younger than us.
So he's 30.
31 today.
31 today, okay.
Kyle Orton was one of the first quarterbacks to really enter the blogosphere as a drinker, because we were talking about Roethlisberger earlier in the sexual list, the top 10 countdown, and Kyle Orton, I'm sure it's still out there right now if you were to Google it, but Orton, he likes his Jack Daniels, according to the college frat houses.
Wow, so Frank, you and Kyle Orton have quite a bit in common.
Me and the Horseshoe could potty.
No kidding.
I'm not really a Jack Daniels fan myself. Is that your drink of choice, Frankie?
I like to start off the night with a Jack Daniels, something stiff to get me going in the right direction, and then I like to pile several beers in on top of that, and then, you know, an extra shot of Jack when I feel the buzz starting to deteriorate a little bit. You got to maintain, man. You got to maintain.
It's more like Jack Daniels chooses him, Pat. Hey, wait till you see Thanksgiving Day. I mean, we have our big pigskin gala coming up in before the big Quincy, North Quincy football game. The keg of beer is tapped amid great pomp and circumstance at 6 a.m. every Thanksgiving morning. And, you know, sometimes some people need a little extra than, you know, a little more than just a little beer to get ready for the game. And Frank is probably going to be one of those people.
Jack Daniels is going to choose me at about 5:45 a.m. on Thursday.
And don't forget team physician Dr. McGillicuddy's.
Speaking of the Thanksgiving tradition and the Thanksgiving tailgate, I heard you mention earlier that we're going to replay the Thanksgiving meal we cooked outside of Foxborough this week.
Yeah, well, we did a great special. For folks who live in New England, you can also see it online at footballnation.com and coldheartfootballfacts.com. But we did a great tailgate show last year called a Thanksgiving tailgate, where me and Frankie C and the Cold Heart Football Facts tailgate team showed fans how to cook a complete Thanksgiving dinner in the parking lot before the big game. We filmed it right here at Gillette Stadium out in the parking lot, and it's really cool stuff. As you know, as a lot of people may know, I do a lot of cooking, a lot of tailgating, got great recipes. We always have great chefs on. We got another great chef, Steve DiFilippo, coming on in a few minutes. And we did a whole Thanksgiving. Deep fried turkey, homemade cranberry sauce, green beans, bratwurst appetizers, and my masterpiece, deep fried stuffing. And we made a TV show out of it that did real well last year on New England Cable News. That'll be back on TV this week. It'll be on Saturday at 11 a.m. right after TV Diner, one of the great cooking shows. It'll be on at 11 a.m. on New England Cable News on Saturday, and then on Thanksgiving Day at 10 a.m. It'll be on again. It'll be re-airing, and it's a Thanksgiving tailgate. How to do a complete Thanksgiving dinner in the parking lot before the big game, complete with local holiday and football tradition, history, and lore. It's really kind of a fun show about food and football and all the things we all love as football fans and as Americans, guys.
It's not just, you know, fun to watch people put together a delicious meal. It's also instructive, you know, and here's a funny story. I thought, you know, when we were gearing up for that, and I knew we were going to be on TV, and of course I'm a supernova, you know, a talent supernova ready to explode on the scene, right?
So I'm thinking,
as I geared up for that day, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is my big moment. You know, I dieted, I worked out, I got fit, I got a haircut, I was all cleaned up and looking good, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, be ready, because the cameras are rolling. You know, this is my inner monologue. So I get down there, and some friend of Carrie's that he knows from, I think, from the Herald or something, this girl.
Carly Thornell
was down there. And I got to tell you, she's this smoking hot, curvy little redheaded bird. And I couldn't take my eyes off her. So for the entire duration of the shooting, and, you know, on the show, you'll see it if you watch the when you watch the replay, you'll see it. I do nothing but chase this chick around this tailgate.
Pat,
this is sweet talk her all through the whole thing.
Pat, this is so funny. So we're cooking on TV. We're filming it. We're doing all this great stuff.
Hold on. Was Giada De Laurentiis involved?
This chick is better than
Giada.
Give
her a run for her money. That's for sure, man. Yeah.
No doubt.
Keep going. Sorry.
Well, so we're doing it. We got a film crew there. We got still cameras. We got people gathered around. We got it's a total great setup, and we got all the stuff going on. But people watched the show. We all got together on Thanksgiving to watch a show, and everyone watching the show said, "Oh my God, Frank is just stalking that girl on TV." it's like so obvious. It's not
I
even.
I couldn't help it, man. I'm like a sinking missile. You know, I got locked in, and then I had to follow her around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still didn't wind up hitting that target. I'm a little girl crazy. What can I
say? She's an elusive target, Frank.
So, she is.
Hey, listen, we got Steve DiFilippo from Davio's coming on shortly. Do you got one more cool little bit of football history here for?
I don't have any more football history, but if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to plug my appearance with the band Emerald City a week from tomorrow, Thursday, the Thanksgiving Eve, Thursday night at Mari's place in Quincy. Come on down and watch the kid get at it.
So you're playing with him. That's what time are you guys going on?
Well, I'm not going to play the whole night. I'm just going to get up there, do three tunes, knock the roof off of the joint, and then find my Jack Daniels and get busy.
All right. Well, we're gonna be rocking like everyone else in America, rocking hard on Thanksgiving Eve, which is a great part of the holiday. And we'll be seeing you sing it at Mari's place in Quincy, Frank. So, all right, folks, we're going to run to a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk, plenty more football and also a little, Super Bowl and chasing the NFL and tailgating and really cool cooking with Steve DiFilippo, who is the chef owner of Davio's in Boston, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and here at Patriot Place in Foxborough. And look forward to talking to him, on the other side of the break.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Cold Hard Football Facts presents John Gruden Unplugged. In today's edition, John Gruden goes off after Willie Colon was flagged 15 yards for cursing.
There's also an unsportsmanlike conduct for cursing an official on number 74. That foul will also be enforced half the distance to the goal. First down.
Oh, bullshit. Unfucking real. What the f***? Cursing's not a penalty, you dumb f***. I'm telling you what, Tirico. Oh, f*** you. Willie Colon can't f***ing believe it. Jamal Charles' foot speed is unbelievably... He's probably the fastest foot speed runner in football. I came into practice the other day. Ben Roethlisberger was throwing the football. Ah, eat s***.
Who knew, Kerry, that you could get a penalty for cursing?
Well, I'm glad I don't get penalized for it, but...
Have you ever been penalized for it?
No, but it's amazing, because I'm able to turn it off and on the radio and in front of my mother-in-law.
There you go.
So I think I'm very disciplined, you know?
Tony Brown. 69, offense. He's giving them the business.
That's one of the greatest ever. It's beautiful.
It's the best call ever.
You know that referee Pete Morelli, you know what he does? A lot of these referees I found out are lawyers, but did you know that referee Pete Morelli is actually a high school principal in California?
No, really?
Yeah,
real. They do have interest. What's your take? They do have a lot of them interesting, Chris. What's your take on the whole full-time official thing? I mean, should these guys with so much riding in the balance, you know, 17 times, 16 times a year per team, 17 weeks, should these guys be full-time employees of the NFL?
I think that their job is warranted as far as financially, yeah. Because when you think about the fact that, like you just said, there's so much riding on it. Well, I mean, there's an entire industry of fantasy sports and gambling. And on top of that, there's the actual fact that families and football fans are going to games spending their hard-earned money. So, yeah, I think that it definitely warrants it.
You know, part of me does. Obviously, there's so much riding on the line. But you know what? It's still only, even if you're the best crew and the best guys and go to the Super Bowl, it's still, I don't know if they have a week off. I really don't. But it's still, at most, 21 weekends a year. And I don't know. I mean, that seems like they'd all be working on the side. Even if it was a so-called full-time job, they would still all be working on the side. Who makes full-time pay in part-time hours and doesn't work inside everybody? You know, anyone in that situation usually has another job. So I don't think they'll ever truly be full-time officials, given the fact you can only call so many games a week. So I don't know. The more I'm just talking it through my head, Pat, I don't know. I think you know, they're always going to be doing other work.
Well, okay, so while we've got this issue at hand, I mentioned that Pete Morelli, you know, he's a high school principal by day. If you had to go back into the annals of Hollywood, be it film or TV, who is your most favorite? Who's your favorite, or like the most notable fictional principal that you would enjoy trying to fake out when, you know, maybe Principal Edward Rooney on Ferris Bueller's Day Off? He comes to mind, right?
Yeah,
away.
He was kind of a jerk, wasn't he? But you know what? I thought Ferris Bueller was a jerk too. I wanted Ferris to get busted. I was rooting for the sister.
Wait. Start over. You think Ferris Bueller's a jerk?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's trying to scam the system. It's guys like that are responsible for all the problems we have in society today. Guys trying to skate. I mean, he was a skater. He wanted something for nothing out of life. You know what I mean? I'm not a Ferris Bueller guy. I was rooting for the sister.
So are you at least a fan of Sloane Peterson, his girlfriend?
Oh, well, you get to like Sloane. She was kind of a Phoebe Cates-looking little thing, wasn't she?
I'm not really privy to the whole Phoebe Cates era, Carrie.
Phoebe Cates...
I was growing up after cordless phones were cool.
Phoebe Cates was the girl in the famous pool scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of had a little something similar going on, didn't they?
I think we could justify that. You want to dive into our stat attack?
Yeah, let's talk some football. We spent a lot of time talking about a lot of different things. Let's talk into some football. By the way, can I ask you this?
Yes.
Was last weekend the worst weekend of football at both college and pros that we've had in years? I mean, there ended up being a couple big upsets in college football, namely Texas A&M beating Alabama, which was great for Notre Dame fans and Oregon fans, and obviously a big game, but the schedule as a whole, there wasn't a lot of compelling football. When Notre Dame, Boston College, and speaking as a proud Boston College guy.
And a lover of Doug Flutie.
And a lover of Doug Flutie. When that's your primetime ABC game nationally at 8 p.m., that's not a good slate of football, man. And then the NFL really only had one great game. Well, only had one game on the slate last week, pitting teams with winning records in the Houston-Chicago game, which I love those defensive games, but that was not a showcase game in terms of the eyes of the NFL with the low score, which, again, I prefer, I like. I think we need more of that. But it was really it wasn't the best week for football, man. I'm just hoping this week kind of shapes up a lot better. And right now, looking at the slate, I don't see a lot of compelling games this week. It's kind of a lot of similar to last week, Pat, where the really compelling game is involves Chicago in a primetime game this Monday night at San Francisco. Baltimore-Pittsburgh all of a sudden not as compelling because of the whole Ben Roethlisberger injury. He looks like he's in bad shape.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you for one reason and one reason only. And that's because I'm deep down beyond the humor and the ruggish, handsome exterior that I have.
Yeah, people comment on that all the time.
It's the fact that, I grew up a St. Louis Rams fan, and over the last 5 years, my home team has won 15 out of 90 games, or 15 out of 80 games, I'm sorry. And I'm going to say that the games this past weekend, that while maybe underwhelming, they were not bad by any stretch, because I also sat through a game where the Rams and 49ers tied 24-24, and the Rams converted two fake punts. They gained 458 yards, and they still managed to not win.
So it was a great day in the proud last decade of tradition of the St. Louis Rams.
That was one of the crazy games too. I mean, beyond just the box score and the final when it all ended, but I mean that it was something. Jeff Fisher definitely made his mistakes, and that should not get lost on any Rams fans who might be listening, because he deserves to be held accountable, even though he has improved the team's effort overall. And I think they're going on the right path for sure, but I don't think that they're where they need to be, obviously.
By the way, you wrote a story this week about the recent history of ties in the NFL.
Right.
And there's only been three in the last, 15 years of NFL football?
Yeah, and the funniest part about it is, if you go back and just look at the previous six, I guess, there's been 18 tie games since the rule change in 1974 when, they changed. It used to be that ties weren't uncommon because they just played four quarters and that was it. But that changed in 1974. So since then, there have been 18 ties, and the last three, it covers a span of 10 years. We had this past Sunday, then we had 2008, then we had 2002. And the 2002 game, of course, that was the Falcons and Steelers. They tied at 34.
Yeah, I was at that game, by the way.
You were at this game.
At the game at Heinz Field. Yeah, I think it was the first year of Heinz Field, or one of the first years.
Yeah, so this is the only game in history, too, Kerry, and I mentioned this in the piece. The only tie game in NFL history that featured an XFL MVP, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tommy Maddox.
That's right, Tommy Otto Maddox.
And that's something that the tie game can always take with them. And I think that's why part of why the lore and the appeal of the tie game is they can proudly boast, the tie game can, that Tommy Maddox, the only XFL MVP ever.
Can I tell you, I'm kind of a iconoclast is not the right word. I like to go against the grain, okay? I don't like following the crowd, and I like ties. I think there are games in football where a tie is the appropriate outcome, where both teams played at an even level, and the tie is the way to go. I don't mind the tie. I think there can be, in hockey, there can be way too many. I think in football, even in the era of ties, there weren't that many of them. There were times where a team might have two, maybe three in the course of a year, but there were really ever more than two. And I don't know. I kind of think some games deserve to end in a tie. And I don't know, but that's never going to come back. I mean, people, you want a winner at the end of the day, I guess. So, excuse me. I don't mind a tie. I really don't.
What about wearing ties? Do you like wearing ties?
No, I definitely don't like wearing ties. I don't think I've worn a tie. I wore a tie at a recent funeral for a friend, and I think that's the first time in 2 years I've worn a tie. So
well,
I.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but being at that game, that was a real interesting game because it was so high scoring. Michael Vick, I think it was Michael Vick's rookie year. It was really an interesting game, and I think the Pittsburgh Steelers were up big. We actually left early. They were up like 34-10 or something. And I remember leaving a note. We met some guys next to us in the parking lot at Heinz Field. We had to drive. We were driving back to Boston. We went to a high school football game in Ohio. We went to the BC West Virginia game in Morgantown. The high school game in Ohio on Friday night, the BC West Virginia game in Morgantown on Saturday, and the Steelers Falcons game on Sunday. And we befriended the guys next to us. We're cooking, having a great old time. We left a note. Hey, guys, great win for you, and blah, blah, blah. And then we hit the road, and somewhere on I-76 or whatever it was, we, you know, got the score of the game, and we couldn't believe we left, like, you know, one of the, probably the greatest tie, if there is such a thing, in of the last 20, 30 years.
Well, going back even further, as far as NFL games, the 1997 had back-to-back tie games in the span of 2 weeks. We had November 16th, 1997. The Eagles tied the Ravens 10-10. If you're not wondering, I'll fill you in. The quarterbacks on that day, Bobby Hoying for the Eagles and Vinny Testaverde for the Ravens. And then the following week, the Giants and Redskins tied each other at 7. This was on Sunday Night Football. And Gus Frerotte scored on a touchdown run. And sure enough, he's celebrated by banging his head. And that was the concussion and headbutt gone terribly wrong. So this is just more proof, Kerry, that tie games are, in fact, weird.
And they are weird. And by the way, thinking of that, I forgot about that Gus Frerotte story. I forgot it was that tie game. I mean, how about that? You basically screw up your career scoring a tying touchdown in a 7-7 game. I mean, that's kind of bad. But, you know, the Falcons-Steelers game was weird. Then, as you mentioned, Donovan McNabb in 2008 didn't know the rules of overtime. And how about Danny Amendola of the Rams?
Yeah, Danny Amendola.
Didn't know?
Deshaun Goldson said something similar too. So this is like an epidemic. I think they need to have like NFL veteran and rookie orientations and symposiums in order to make it obvious to everybody that yes, you can in fact tie.
But how do you not know the rules? I mean, my wife doesn't know, but she doesn't watch football like 800 hours a week like I do, and
I don't
like
know.
Most football fans. How do you play in the NFL and not know the rules? I understand the rules are different in college, but I know the rules in college. I know the rules from my local high school. Even, you know what I mean? How do you? You're a man. You should know the rules. Let alone the fact you're playing the NFL. How stupid are you?
Well, it's
no. Something. I'm asking you, Pat. How stupid are you?
Well, I mean, no. I'm still thinking. Hang on.
No, but I mean, really, am I alone here to think that's ridiculous not to know the rules?
No,
and to play in the NFL?
I don't think so. I think it's perfectly reasonable to expect that when you are paying someone, you know, six and maybe seven figures and have them under contract, that you would at least hope they knew the rules. But I don't think that really had an impact on the outcome of this game. It might have with the Eagles, with Donovan McNabb being under center. Maybe he thought he could, you know, squeeze a couple more minutes into the top of the overtime period number two. But before we tie ourselves into too much more tie talk, and I did not even mean to make that pun, Kerry. That was just professional. That's the University of Missouri broadcast in me right there. The stat attack, let's just go ahead and get started right now. Our first game of the week, Miami Dolphins at Buffalo Bills. How do you see that sizing out? Right now on the quality stats power rankings, the Dolphins 21st overall to the Bills 28th, and it just never gets easier for Buffalo.
Well, I tell you what, I like everyone. I think I was shocked and also disappointed in how Miami played against Tennessee. I mean, really, scoring 3 points against what was shaping up as one of the worst defenses we've ever seen was really disappointing. The Dolphins, and then also giving up 37 points to Jake Locker, who still doesn't have a lot of experience under his belt. That's a pretty disappointing effort. And by the way, though, Miami still Still pretty good defensively despite that one game. Number 5 in our defensive Hog Index. Number 9 in defensive passer rating. Number 5 in defensive efficiency. I think they're the better team here. But, you know, the Bills, where you said it doesn't get any easier, 0-4 against quality opponents. They've had 4 games so far against quality teams. Tough to put up a good record against a consistently tough schedule like that.
How about the Cardinals at the Falcons? This is actually, you're talking about kind of the lack of sex appeal, I guess, to some of the games on paper this weekend. I think the Cardinals at Falcons is going to be a very close, intriguing matchup with Arizona having an extra week to prepare and try to get back to what they do best, and that's making life miserable for passers.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we knew that loss by Atlanta was coming. I thought it was going to come. I thought Dallas had what it took to beat them.
And they did. They're just dumb.
They're just dumb, and they don't, you know. But then to lose to New Orleans, I'm not surprised by that. I picked the Falcons to win, but not surprised they didn't. That loss was coming sooner or later. And still, Pat, if I'm a Falcons fan, my one big concern, still only one game against a quality opponent. I mean, these guys have played 9 games. They've only played one team with a winning record, and I think that was the Denver game back in week 2. I mean, you look at their schedule the last several weeks, the Chargers, the Panthers, the Redskins, the Raiders, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Saints. Some decent teams in there, but none with winning records. And that's a very big concern if I'm a Falcons fan going forward, no matter what their record is.
Yeah, and even though they did defeat Dallas and Oakland, those are two teams that a dominant team should be able to handle, you know, quite easily. And definitely on as far as Oakland goes, I guess with Dallas, they might be able to keep games close because they're high on volumes but low on points. But Falcons definitely need to have more. How about the Bengals at the Chiefs? This is the game where Marvin Lewis has to, according to the Fire Marvin Lewis Now page on Facebook, must win the game and not play simply to lose.
By the way, did you come across?
Lose, I'm sorry.
How many Fire Romeo Crennel websites and Facebook pages did you come across?
The one that I came across, there was just one, and it only had 43 likes on the Facebook page. So apparently Chiefs fans are more concerned. I think Chiefs, but this was the outlier because it also said Fire Romeo Crennel, Matt Castle, and Scott Pioli. So I guess that's the way of saying that the New England, the diet version of New England and KC isn't really working.
And no, it's absolutely not. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it, the diet version. And well, I'll tell you what, you know, the Chiefs, surprisingly, I think put up a better fight than any of us expected, taking the Steelers to overtime Monday night. And talk about, you know, I mean, even the fans, I talked about a few minutes ago how bad the schedule was in Week 10 in the NFL. Pat, I've never seen Heinz Field so dead, uninspired. I mean, even though it ended up being a good game, you know, at the end, Steelers fans knew they were going to win at the end of the day, and that was a lifeless crowd at one of the most passionate football arenas in America. I mean, the Chiefs are... They're not someone you get fired up about as an opposing fan, let alone by their own fans. You know, it's expected to be an easy win, and I mean, this is a bad team, and I've never seen Heinz Field that dour. And Steelers fans travel better than any fans in football, right? And to see them at their home field, where they're usually electric on the road and electric at home, and to see them like that was kind of all those empty seats was kind of interesting. With that said, the Chiefs kept it close, but right now, Pat, and at Cold Hard Insider, we size up every opponent in 20 different quality stats to pick our winners and losers with our real and spectacular picks. The Kansas City Chiefs dead last, okay? Dead last, number 32 in 8 of 20 indicators. That's 40% for those of you keeping score at home, that the Chiefs are the worst team in football. Offensive efficiency, defensive efficiency, real
yeah,
quarterback
and
when rating.
They're, when they're not the absolute worst, they're like the second and third.
Yeah,
worst.
Yeah. I mean,
there's
yeah.
On there, there's some 29s. They're 27th and 28th.
Yep.
I mean, this is just one of the. I mean, this is one of the worst teams in football, record-wise, numbers-wise. It all bears out in the same path.
No, absolutely.
How about Cleveland at Dallas? This is an ugly game, ugly team against a dumb team. I'm not really sure which one wins out, but I can see the Browns eking this one out just because it would make sense following Dallas's victory.
False hope
following their win over the Eagles in Week 10.
Well, you know, we'll have all our real and spectacular picks published tomorrow at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, so I don't have it all broken down right now, but so I can't tell you what my pick's going to be, but I can tell you this. I think the Cowboys can make a run, and I'll tell you why, okay?
Uh-oh.
They've played 7 quality opponents so far this year, okay? 7. And when you have a team that 7 of 9 games are against quality opponents, you're going to struggle to win games. 4-5 is not a surprising record given that. They are physically winning games, even when they lose. Even when they lose, they are physically outgaining teams. What we called them America's dumbest team for good reason. But you know what? They were outdumbed. They were outdumbed on Sunday by the Philadelphia Eagles. I actually have a story, my Cold Hard Football Facts column on Sports Illustrated this week, on how the Philadelphia Eagles outdumbed America's dumbest team on Sunday. That's actually the lead to the story. But I think if Dallas can just get its head together and not make stupid plays and play up to their physical skills, they can make a run here and become a playoff threat. Now, look at, like I said, they've played 7 quality opponents in 9 games. That's ridiculous. The Giants, the Seahawks, the Buccaneers, the Bears, the Ravens, the Giants again, the Falcons. That's a tough schedule, Pat. And who do they got coming up? The Browns, the Redskins, the Eagles, the Bengals, the Steelers who may be wounded, the Saints who have struggled, and the Redskins again. They can win 6 of the last, they can win 6 games down the run, down the stretch here.
It's crazy to think, and I mean, Tony Romo is Mr. November, which Cowboys fans probably are sick of hearing.
Yep.
He's been outstanding in November. With Thanksgiving coming up, you figure that, you know, the Cowboys might be clicking then. But beyond that, in December, well, that'll be one of the interesting storylines to follow, is whether or not the dumbest team can exercise the dumb out of it. Maybe they exercised their dumb last week and spread that over to Philly, and, you know, fire Andy Reid's going to have to suffer.
Now, when you say exercise, do you mean like with an O, as in like the exorcism, or do you mean with an E, as in something I don't like to do?
It's either one for you,
okay.
Harry, the potentate.
All right, Pat, why don't we jump to a break? We got to take one last break, and then let's come back and hit everybody with the rest of our stat attack on the other side.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank of Americard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
So, Patrick, we were talking the NFL's most salacious sex scandals earlier. Do you have a favorite? Did you have, or a least favorite, or one that jumps out to you as the most tawdry and most soap opera-y, if I can make up a word? Soap operatic.
Well, I'm going to say when I think of scandal, or at least for the humor perspective, I'm going to go back to something that, you know, is always remembered by fans and revered as well, and that was Joe Namath's pass at Susie Culber, because he made no sense, and she was...
I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Huge compliment.
Yeah, you know.
See? You can't listen to it and not react in a positive way, because Susie played it off great.
Susie played it off great, but you know what? The miracle of that is, one, I couldn't believe I was watching it unfold, because he said it twice. He said it once, and people were like, I can't believe he said it. Then he said it again. It has not, being Joe Namath, being Broadway Joe, has that harmed his reputation, Kevin? I'm going to ask Kevin in the booth. Did that only add to Broadway Joe legend?
I think it just added it to it. But it doesn't beat this one.
All right.
Rex Ryan has refused to answer uncomfortable questions about videos posted on Deadspin.com that suggest he and his wife are linked to foot fetish porn.
That's just terrible.
Classic.
Well, that was on our list, so I want to read. We asked folks to...
Really beautiful feet.
that's just funny. I mean, it's, you know, there's a guy who reinvented the phrase, open mouth, insert foot, right?
That's being a jackass.
That is, Rex. You're absolutely right.
So, well, I'm going to agree with C-Town Manly on Twitter. And by the way, you can Twitter us at Football Facts. You can Twitter Patrick at Patrick Imig, I-M-I-G. At Patrick Imig or at Football Facts. C-Town Manly says the Vikings love boat. I agree, that's mine, the Minnetonka love boat, Lake Minnetonka love boat, because, I mean, that's pretty wild, man. That had to be a good party. So that's, I think, my favorite sex scandal.
Yeah, and that involved Bryant McKinney, who, of course, was in the news several weeks ago. Now he's the backup lineman on offensive side for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
And he got... served, I guess you could say, a notice that said that one of the strip clubs that he frequented claims that he owes them $375,000 in unpaid fees. Those are Frankie C.
Frankie C. type numbers. That's
right.
Like Brett Favre, Dan Marino, Frankie C. type numbers.
Right.
So. Decides says, notable that three of those scandals are Jets related. I think that's true. Our friend at Deep Threat says Favre definitely wasn't the biggest scandal, biggest in quotes.
He was just having fun, though.
Yep. Steelers Bill 13 at Steeler Bill 13. Wait, Brett Favre sexted Frank Gifford about Rex Ryan's foot taking Tim Tebow's virginity? So I think that guy has quite an imagination. And then we asked, by the way, who is the best quarterback in football right now, best rookie quarterback in football, Russell Wilson or Andrew Luck. And I got to tell you, Pat, it's a landslide for Andrew Luck. Nate Dunleavy will be happy. Greek QB says Luck, no doubt. This is all on Twitter. Aaron Nagler, who's a friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts from Bleacher Report and Cheesehead TV. Big Packers fan, he says Luck. Andrew Rutberg says Luck. Tom Pollen says right now, this instant, which was the question, has to be Wilson. Tom Pollen, one of our great contributors at Code Hard Football Facts and Football
He's our
Nation.
Black and blue writer.
Yep, yep. Dominic Letesser, an Ohio State fan, says it is luck. Soldiers Field blog, obviously a Chicago Bears blog, says luck.
What about Cade McNown? Does anybody say Cade McNown?
Cade McNown didn't chime in.
That's upsetting.
Nobody said Cade McNown. So pretty much a runaway for luck. Tom Holland, a Patriots blogger, says luck with a cold hard bullet. Gavin C., by the way, says Wilson. Obviously a smart man. So, but it was a landslide for Andrew Luck. And the question was right now, like, these people are wrong. They are not armed with the cold hard football facts, Pat. So take it for what it's worth.
They would argue to you that you're not armed with, or that Andrew Luck's not armed with the same talent around him as Russell Wilson.
And that seems to be the big issue. I still dispute that. I think, you know, we heard that with Peyton Manning for years. So anyway, we've got a few more games to dive into. Let's you want to dive into our stat attack and finish that up, Pat? What do you think?
Sounds good to me. We mentioned Tom Pollen.
Oh, we got our NFL Films Burger King music back.
Oh, beautiful.
I love this stuff.
It's Gary Byrne under the mask.
The Burger King commercial ruined this music for me, by the way.
Well, it didn't ruin it for me until you just reminded me that it was there. Packers at Lions. This is the fourth overall team according to our quality stats power rankings, that being the Packers against the 20th overall team, the Detroit Lions. How do you see it panning out?
Well, I'll tell you what, we tapped Spreadopedia, our great database, our great point spread database for every point spread and over-under line since 1978. It sounds like a great game on paper, but Mike McCarthy and the Packers, 9-3 against the spread and 11-1 straight up against the Lions. And Mike McCarthy, 26-12 against the spread against NFC North opponents. This looks like if you're looking at that type of information, you can find it all at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, especially with that great Spreadopedia database. And by the way, you can get a free week trial at Spreadopedia.com right now. But that all those indicators, Pat, say Green Bay is going to win this game.
What about a game we've alluded to in various different terms throughout the show, the Indianapolis Colts, a.k.a. Hayden Fox's Minnesota State team against New England Patriots?
The Patriots are going to run wild against this porous pass defense. It's going to be a big day for Tom Brady. I'm thinking 400-something yards, 4 or 5 touchdown passes. But it doesn't mean they're going to win in a blowout because Andrew Luck is going to find very easy pickings against that Patriots pass defense.
Jaguars at Texans. Should the Jaguars even show up?
A 17-point spread on this game, Pat. What do you think of that?
I would take the Texans, honestly.
Well, can I give you a little history from Spreadopedia?
Absolutely.
Okay. 45 teams since 1978 have been favored by 17 points or more, okay?
Okay.
They are 41-4 in those games and 15-27-3 against the spread. So I'd be very wary, especially if, you know, like I said, go to Spreadopedia.com, Spreadopedia.com, check out the free week trial. Check out all these numbers. They're amazing. I'd be very wary of expecting the Texans to run away with this by more than 17. They have the capability to do it. It doesn't usually happen, though, Pat. History tells us it doesn't usually happen.
Well, that's upsetting. That just bursted the helium out of my balloon in that game. How about the Jets at the Rams? And on behalf of NFL fans everywhere, it'll be a joy for me to watch my hometown team try to stick a foot in Rex Ryan's mouth, so to speak.
Listen, I'm very disappointed with the way the Rams' defense has regressed in recent weeks. Granted, they pulled off a tie against the 49ers, but right now, number 18 in defensive passer rating and number 11 on the defensive hog index. Not a great sign, but I think they'll still win the game. The Jets will have trouble moving the ball.
Beautiful. How about the Eagles at the Redskins?
You know, the Eagles still have talent. They're still coming along. I don't know if a battle of rookie quarterbacks. I think at the end of the day, the Redskins have played better against tougher competition. According to our relativity index, they're 2-3. They've played 5 games against quality opponents, 2-3 in those games. I think they have enough to eke out a win.
Bucks at Panthers.
The Panthers are actually favored in this game. The Bucs were underdogs a couple weeks ago at Oakland. That was our outright victory of the week. We said 100 times out of 100 scenarios, we would pick the Bucs in that situation to beat the Raiders outright on the road, even though they were a slight underdog. They did. Same thing here. The Buccaneers are rolling. They're a very good team. They're good in a lot of different things. Greg Schiano, Coach of the Year right now.
Speaking of the Raiders, they're hosting the New Orleans Saints this weekend, and Drew Brees might be throwing for 400 as well, along with Tom Brady.
The Oakland Raiders, number 29 in defensive passer rating. Not a good sign against Drew Brees. A big, big week for Drew Brees in that offense.
Chargers at Broncos in what could prove to be Norv Turner's last game, unless it's not.
How about this? Who would have saw this coming? The Denver Broncos, better than the San Diego Chargers in 19 of the 20 quality stats in which we size up every opponent at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. The Broncos, number 2 on the Relativity Index, number 2 on our quality stats power rankings. And how about this, the stat of the week, Pat? The Denver Broncos, the best defensive front in football, number 1 on our Defensive Hog Index, a very good sign for their Super Bowl prospects.
How about this Sunday night? Faith Hill's is very excited about it. It's an AFC North battle, Ravens
by the,
Steelers.
By the way, that skirt she wears on the pregame song on NBC Sports is so short they wouldn't let it on the bumper cars. I mean, that
that's funny, Jay.
No, that wasn't that funny. Sorry.
That was Kevin Eubanks.
I don't. You know what? I would think the Steelers. My pick was the Steelers to win this game. With Ben Roethlisberger being injured, it changes everything. I think this is the Ravens game to take right now.
And last but not least, Monday Night Football. Who do you like between the Bears and the 49ers? Good old school defensive street fight.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Those NFC West games have been street fights. Chicago Bears games have been street fights. I'll tell you what, Pat. I don't have enough data. Looking at my 20 quality stats right now at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, I need to sit down, and we're going to have them all broken down and all the picks tomorrow morning. I need to sit down and dive into these numbers some more with our team and pick a winner. I don't know right now, Pat. My answer is I don't know right now how this game's going to shake out.
That's beautiful. If you were a politician, you'd vote present. On that note, we're going to head out of here.
Hey, by the way, one quick note, Pat. We will hope to be joined tonight by Steve DiFilippo of Davio's in Boston and here at Patriot Place in Foxborough. We weren't able to connect with him. We'll try to get Steve DiFilippo of Davio's back on soon. Great guy, great tailgate chef, great chef. Part of the Taste of the NFL, a fan of the Patriots, a friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts. So we hope to have him on hopefully next week or sometime down the road.
Beautiful. Make sure you give him a hug when you see him for me.
I will do that.
And for the Potentate of Pigskin and our producer, Kevin Collins, my name is Patrick Emig. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday. Don't forget Bill and Todd tomorrow, same time, 4 to 6. It's Football Nation on Patriots.com.
Cold Hard Football Facts, a member of the FootballNation.com family.